This is McKady.
And this is Kim.
And this is
the journey to authenticity.
So, this is our first episode, and we're gonna start off every episode with what we're drinking. So, what are you drinking, Mom?
Red wine.
Well, you have to say what kind.
Carlo Rossi. Passiano.
She's the drink cocktail queen. Red wine. She doesn't even explain. I'm drinking water in my Hydro Flask.
Your yellow.
My yellow Hydro Flask that I got for Christmas, which I love. Because I'm detoxing from caffeine and alcohol. That sounds so bad.
Sounds like you have a problem.
No, I just said I needed to start focusing on my nutrition. So I stopped just for a few days. No caffeine. And I just didn't want to do alcohol either.
Good for you.
So we're going to kind of like give a little bit of background on who we are before we get into why we started this podcast and the meaning behind authenticity for us. So just to kind of get to know us, do you want to go first and just introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm McKady's mom. My name is Kim McDonald.
You have more identity than just being my mom.
Yes. I am a wife and a mother of 5 children, and I'm a nurse, and yeah, that's pretty much.
There's so much more to you. What are your passions?
My passions are making cocktails, dreaming about entrepreneur, like being an entrepreneur, pursuing my own passions, being my own boss.
And what are you doing right now in your life currently?
Well, I'm currently working. I'm just gonna say I'm just working.
This is also so many topics,
so painful to talk about. Yes, I'm working as a nurse. Should we just leave it like that? Yeah,
but I think that's enough said. But that's not your authentic
But
self.
I don't feel like I'm, yes. We can go into that later.
Yeah, well you go into why we're making, when we talk about why we're making.
Yeah, you interview yourself.
So, I'm McKady, her daughter. And, I don't know what to talk about. I'm 21, really hoping that, 22 takes a long time to get there because I don't want to be. I want time to slow down. And what do? I work full time. I just got off of active duty military orders and went back to my full time job, which is a good job, but yeah. I don't know. Went to college, dropped out of college. Started working full-time, and then I was like, I'm gonna join the army. And then got home, and now I'm home. And yeah, I don't know.
I think that's enough. That's a lot. Like, that's a lot for 21.
I don't know. My major was theater, and I was like, yeah, I'm probably not gonna do that anymore for the rest of my life.
It's a great side gig.
It's such a good side hobby? Gig. I don't know. Yeah. Hmm. That's something we could talk about again, too.
Yeah.
Hobbies. So, we're just going to talk a little bit about why we decided to make this podcast and why we named it The Journey to Authenticity. But before we do, I kind of want to talk about what authenticity means, kind of the definition of authenticity, what it entails and what it doesn't. So, just some simple words that you could describe what authenticity is. To me, I think authenticity is vulnerability, being vulnerable with those around you, being true to who you are, being mindful of what really represents you and who you are as a person. Honesty is another word that I think describes describes vulnerability and authenticity, and also presence and being present in the moment. Some things that are really bad for authenticity would be like pride and ego and fear.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're like living in fear, you can't truly be, you know, your authentic self. Do you want to talk a little bit about why we're making the podcast?
Yeah. I think what started this is I realized I am not my authentic self with very many people. My immediate family only. Probably the people in this house only. Because of fear of not being accepted for who I am or being judged for who I am. And just to avoid all that, I just don't share. And then I realize that nobody really knows me. And I think it's kind of a sad place to be. And then sometimes I feel like, oh, maybe I don't even know myself. And so I realized I want to be authentic. That's what started this, is like, I want to be authentic. I love, some of my favorite people are the people who are just completely open and completely true to themselves. People, whether people like it or not, they are who they are, and you can accept them, take it or leave it. And I want to be more like that. And I've never been that. And that's my goal, is to be able to share myself completely and be comfortable in my skin. And people can like it or leave it.
Yeah. And I also want to say, too, like, we did not make this podcast to tell people, you know, how to be authentic or why they should be authentic. This is a journey. We're documenting our journey on how we are becoming the most authentic version of ourselves, and not necessarily to show us being authentic. Does that make sense?
Right. You know, but I think like through this, I'm gonna try and be completely vulnerable, and I'm gonna be as honest as I can possibly be.
Practice authenticity.
Too. Yeah,
which is something that you don't always do. I think it's gonna take practice. It's not like, hey, here's how to be authentic. This is what works for us.
No.
But I think, yeah, for me too, even today when I was thinking, oh, we're going to record the podcast tonight, I was almost having anxiety. Like, am I going to post about it? Do I want people to hear it? I'm so nervous. Like, why do I care about the approval of other people? And it doesn't really matter, but that's not, and then I thought, well, that's not being authentic. If I'm going to make a podcast about being authentic,
mm-hmm.
why am I not choosing to practice on authenticity? So that's kind of like where we're at. I think so many of us struggle, especially maybe it's your job or your occupation, you're working a job just to provide and survive and not necessarily like thrive.
Yeah,
that's not true to who you are. And I think anytime that you're not using your talents to their full capabilities, you're not being your authentic self. But that's just my opinion.
I think that's totally explains where I'm at, and that is, I was at the same picture, like, same point. I'm got these passions I want to pursue, but I don't want to share that information with other people because of fear.
It's almost taboo, like, if it doesn't work out.
Right.
Then what are people going to think? Like, oh, you just...
Right, you failed?
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that's it. Everything comes back to, right, that fear, which holds us back from mm-hmm. what we truly want. And what we truly want is to be known and loved, right, for who we are.
Yeah.
Really, that's the core of what we all want, mm-hmm. is love and acceptance. But then also, I want to pursue my passions. I don't want to look back and say, I wish I had.
Yeah, and I do like, it's hard because it's like, you can have a great job that you're grateful for.
Yeah.
And
very grateful for your job.
Yeah, it's very stable, very awesome job. Pays well, but that doesn't mean that it's fulfilling you in the way that you want to be fulfilled. I think, like, for me, it's like, why, sometimes I think, why am I spending 10 hours of my day with people that, you know, aren't my family. They're not the people of my choosing. I do like my coworkers, but they're not the people that I would choose to spend 10 hours of my day with. I would so much rather be, you know, in the sun all day doing something that I enjoy and I'm passionate about and using my talents rather than, you know, doing something that doesn't benefit me other than
your bank account.
Yeah, my bank account, which it does benefit in the long, like,
right, you're able so to bless much more others than bless your family. Yeah,
jobs benefit so much more than just your bank account. But I think, why can't we do jobs that we are so excited to go to, passionate every day? About
yeah
and that's
work is
like,
a blessing.
Yeah,
I'm so thankful for my job. I love mm-hmm. my job, and I like the people I work with. Do I think that I'm able to be my authentic self there? Do I feel like I'm able to pursue my passions? Yeah. Do I feel like it is my passion? No. Do I feel like at one time it was? Yeah, I think at one time it probably was my passion. But I think people develop and change in different stages of life. And I think one of the things we talked about initially was the different stages of our life and how we are in different stages. I'm in a position where I'm going to be a grandmother in a few months. And I feel like I was just barely learning to become a mother. And
not mine.
No, not your child. Not but it's interesting how the life is transitioning, and as life transitions, how we transition and our goals and desires and passions transition as well.
Mm-hmm. And then something I also want to talk about too is so interesting. At church on Sunday, the lesson was on authenticity,
which,
and I knew
it's so crazy
that we would, this is something that we've been like has really been on our hearts for the last little bit, especially the last week, just in us talking about it and, you know, pondering in our hearts about what it means for us to be authentic and what we want to change in our lives and like the differences that we want to see in the next coming, you know, months, years, future, mm-hmm. whatever, the difference we want to see in our life and how we can enjoy, you know, every moment. And so at church, when you didn't go to church, but when they started talking about authenticity, I was like, what the heck? Maybe this is on everybody's mind. So some things that they were talking about is that since we're already, you know, the reason why we don't choose to be fully authentic all the time is because we'd rather choose to be accepted by other people, but that doesn't matter, because if we're already accepted in Christ, we're free to be fully authentic and fully who we are. Something that they kind of highlighted was if you're only partially known, so if someone knows only part of who you are, you're not being fully, you know, vulnerable and exposed and authentic to your true self, you're only partially loved. So even if they are accepting you, they're only accepting part of you. And another thing that was brought up is only being partially loved can be comforting, but it's so superficial. You know, like, nothing will be...
Yeah, those relationships aren't deep.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter anyway. Yeah. Because it's like that quote we were talking about the other day with... Grace and Ella about something like the people who matter won't care and the people who care won't matter or don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like the people who love you aren't gonna care that you made a mistake or that, you know, you didn't succeed at a certain something, or aren't gonna think that your hobbies are stupid or your passions are not important. And then the people that, you know, do think that it's dumb or don't care about you, those people don't matter. Like, you don't want those people in your life anyway. Why would you care about having their approval?
Yeah.
You know, when you think about it.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. Like,
I think it's...
Why do I care about the person's approval down the street? You know what I mean? Like, that... They don't...
Yeah, they don't matter.
They don't matter.
And when I always, there's always someone, like, I think most people can think of in their life, that is, like, that cheerleader for everyone. Like, they mm-hmm. genuinely want good things for other people.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can think of, like, a few people in my life.
Yeah, that I'm thinking, like,
so like that.
Your Grandma Sue, who's passed away now. But, mm-hmm. like, she genuinely wanted good for everyone. Like, whatever's on your heart, she wanted that for you. Mm-hmm. And it was strangers, doesn't matter who it was. She mm-hmm. wanted good for other people.
Genuinely happy for other people.
Genuinely happy for other people's success. Genuinely happy for other people's well-being. You know, mm-hmm. just, like, wanted good. And I just, and truly, this is interesting, too. And I think this word authentic kind of came into my vocabulary as she passed away last October. And as we watched her from Alzheimer's, and as we watched her descend into all the stages of Alzheimer's, one thing I kept saying is, she's so genuine. I kept saying, she's so genuine. And I, well, actually, one day, I think she said to me, "What do you mean by that?" And what I meant by that was, she was predictable, like, in when she would do something, it was, like, the same every time. Like, every time it was new to her, mm-hmm. but she would respond the same way for that situation. And I think it's because it was so genuine.
It wasn't superficial.
She wasn't superficial. Have to, like, keep this up was with genuinely, the act. Yeah, she wasn't. It was just genuinely. That's who she mm-hmm. was. She was concerned about other people. Yeah, she, like, loved other people.
You
she
never caught. Her. Not that she's. It's like when you catch someone in a lie.
Yeah, or that they'll respond one way one day and then a yeah. different way another day. She was always predictable. Like, just.
Mm-hmm.
And not the same every time.
No, not but, like in but predictable a negative way, every but time. Like, that's who she was.
And I think it's because she was so authentic and genuine. I don't know.
I think it's because she also surrounded herself with people that she felt free to be authentic with.
I don't think she could ever be anything but authentic.
Yeah.
That's well. Just who she that's was. That's just
who she was.
I don't like, think she would ever. Unapologetically.
Yeah. Totally who she was.
Yeah. She would never try to be anything but what who she and what she was.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that was always true for her, honestly. I think one time she shared with me, actually, a story that just came to my head about when she went through a rough patch and it transitioned her whole life. And someone came to her later and said, "You are a much more humble person than you used to be." And she didn't recognize in herself, but I think later on in her years, what she recognized was those life experiences that had humbled her and made her a better person. For it, but anyway, I just think that's, yeah, she was a very genuine person, and always growing, and always developing, and
mm-hmm. I think just people that are, like, truly happy, not competing with, in competition with anybody at this, like, game of life
no.
thing.
Just wanting to be a better person for yeah, herself
just excited,
every day.
Just excited to do life, you know.
Yeah.
So,
she knew what she wanted, and that's what she pursued.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted her family and to be surrounded by the people she loved.
Yeah, I think that's, like, what we all want. Like, we all just want to be with the people that we love and just to hang out with them all day. That's what I want.
Yeah, and she had lots of good friends and
yeah.
stuff, but I didn't want to turn this into her conversation about her, but... I just think that's no, a but very that's good, a good example. Of like, who's I think very of like
one of my coworkers who's just, like, such a cheerleader for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody loves her. She knows what's going on in everybody's lives, and she's so happy for everybody and the things that they're succeeding in. And, like, genuinely, like, not trying to compete with anybody, just excited for everyone and supportive. And is not trying to be anybody else. Like, predictable.
Mm-hmm.
The same every time you see her. You know? Mm. And, like, I want to be like that. But it's, like, why is it so hard sometimes to, like, not pretend?
Mm-hmm. Because it's not pretending.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference,
like,
right?
Sometimes you just, like, you need... Sometimes it's, like, you just don't... You don't always want to be you.
This reminds me of that Ariana Grande song about faking the smile.
Oh, fuck a fake smile.
Fuck a fake smile. No, I don't know if that's the words, but it was just about like, she doesn't know if she can smile through this anymore and put on a fake smile anymore. But anyway, it's you can't be genuine when you're faking it. That's the thing is, genuine people aren't faking it. They are genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why she's always the same, because it's genuine. That's like Grandma Sue.
Yeah, I want to be, it's hard because it's like you want to be like that, but it's like, but I think also, oh wow, this could be a whole nother topic, is when you are so surrounded by media and different influences, sometimes it's hard to even know who you are, you know, like, mm-hmm. who is your authentic self?
Yeah.
Like, who am I?
I'm just being who you want me to be.
Yeah, who am I when I'm truly authentic?
Yeah. I feel that, like, what I just said. Like, yeah, maybe who do you want me to be? I'll be that for you right now.
Maybe
you
I'm want me to be a good
employee?
Yeah.
I'll be a good employee. You want me to be a good daughter? I'll be the good daughter. Do you want me to be a good mom? I'll be the good mom. You want me to be a good neighbor? But I want to genuinely be.
You want that to be.
I don't want to be who you think I should be. I want to just.
Yeah, like, you just want to be you.
Yeah. Sometimes but I'm not the best mom.
But that's okay. Nobody is.
Sometimes I'm not the best neighbor.
And everybody who tries to act like they're the best mom, it's just an act.
I just want to be me moms, and just accept me. I'm doing the best I can. I don't pretend to be.
But maybe your authentic self is not world's best mom. Maybe your authentic self has other things and talents. And,
yeah. I can't wait to find out who she is.
But that's another thing where you don't even know sometimes who you are.
Who am I?
And that's so hard. I feel like maybe nobody ever truly knows who they are. Some people do.
Oh, and then sometimes you might think you know who you are, but in everyone else's eyes, you are a different person.
That's true. Like, recently, I've been thinking so much, like, who I thought I was,
mm-hmm.
or thought I would become. And this is also just because I'm so young. And then when you're 15, 16, you think you're going to be something that you're totally not. Like me, I 100% believed at 15 years old that I was going to be on Broadway because musical theater is my everything and I will be on Broadway. Like, I remember thinking, there's no other occupation I could possibly do. Like, none. And now I'm in the army.
Then I did, like, not see that one coming all over.
Now I, like, work in a job that is not artistic whatsoever. Has nothing to do with art at all.
And that's probably why you're like, what am I doing?
But then I'm also like, I don't have, but it's also like, I have no interest in that anymore. Like, I don't even, not that no interest, I love it. It's still gonna be something I love, but it's not something that I like. The thought of doing a show sounds not fun.
No,
like, so it's weird who you think
it's a
you
season.
Are. Yeah, like those, the seasons of life mm-hmm. that you go through.
I remember my grandma telling me that there's seasons for everything. You know, there's a scripture about
mm-hmm.
to everything. There's a season.
Yeah.
And telling me that. And
it's so true.
You're in a
different season of life. And that's okay.
Than you even were a couple years ago. And I'm in a
that
way different.
I even was a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird how, and now you're transitioning into being a freaking grandma.
Yeah, but I'm still a mother. I'll always be a mother, but I'm
like,
still have
still to younger,
kind of younger
kids.
Children, yeah.
Not tiny, but not elementary school, but younger.
Junior high and high school, yeah.
Still got 10 years.
Five.
At least. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you have so many.
So many.
If you only had John and I, you'd be freaking empty nesters.
Yeah, I'm glad I have five.
Yeah.
It's been a fun journey.
Uh-huh. But, Oh, another thing I wanted to talk about, too, was something that came to mind today, too, was, like, the stories in the Bible about, like, the parable of the talents.
Mm, yeah.
And how, I'm not saying, like, I was thinking about this today a lot, about how, like, why would God give me a talent if I wasn't meant to use it every day? Not saying that if you work a 9-to-5... in an office every day filled with people, you can't use your talents, because I think, like, the people I've talked about that I work with,
oh yeah,
there some yeah. people truly, I think, use their talents. Not everybody has an artistic talent or a one that you can visually see, but some people have talents with people,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, they're very great communicators.
Oh yes.
Like, that is where they thrive. That is the talent they were given. and that they were given. But I just kept thinking, like, why are we given talents from God if we're not even using them every day? Like, clearly he wants us to use these to help benefit other people and ourselves. So why are we settling? Like,
yeah,
why am I settling for something, like, I don't know. I think it takes time to obviously figure out, but.
Well, and I think what you realize too, life is very short.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't spend it doing things that aren't.
That are not.
Gratifying, or, I mean, definitely, we all have to work, we all have to provide for our families, and, but.
Yeah, and if you are, like, one of those people that you just have to do the daily grind and work whatever you can to make do, that is.
Well, I feel like that's how, you know, I mean, like, yeah, how we've lived our whole life. But,
yeah.
But I'm also at the realization. But
some people who don't have time to, you know, invest in their
right.
interests and talents, and that's okay. But we're trying to figure out that balance.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
Yeah. It's all a journey.
But I was thinking about the parable of talents today.
It's weird because that has been on my mind a lot, too.
Yeah.
Like, and don't bury it.
I have this fear. Like, I'm not saying that God's going to, you know, your talent is going to go away if you're not using it every day. But I have this fear, like, oh, my gosh.
But why take a talent and bury it?
If I,
why not?
Like, if God is giving me, inspiring me to do these things and encouraging me, reporting something on my heart and I'm ignoring it, he's going to give that opportunity to someone else that takes it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, clearly there's work that he needs done in this world, and he gave me a talent to hopefully contribute to that. And so if I'm not jumping on that opportunity to, like, the things he's putting on my heart, you know, someone else will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think your talent's gonna go away necessarily, no, or you're never gonna be able to use again. No, but, like, think about the things you could do.
Mm-hmm. Think about the lives you could bless.
Yeah, exactly. So that's something that I was thinking about today, which was really applicable
mm-hmm.
to authenticity. And I think that is truly authentic because everybody's talents are totally different.
Yeah. I love, like, that's one thing about working in a workplace where you have lots of different personalities. It's been really fun. Like, last year, this is kind of maybe off topic, but I took a day and a minute, and I wrote, like, something I appreciated about each person in our office.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it was interesting.
I should do that.
It was interesting, like, to see different people's talents, which I'm sure that you would think obviously they know about their talent or that it's apparent to them, but maybe it's not. But there's some people who are, like, these amazing communicators, and people go to them for advice, or they're amazing communicators, mm-hmm. and they know everyone's children's names and where what's happening in their lives. And there's other
maybe
people.
Their talent is the way that they are able to make other people feel.
Yeah, how they make other people feel.
Expression.
Or how they make cupcakes.
I like those people.
And, or how they, or maybe it's their job performance, or maybe it's their ability to communicate with the end user. I don't know what the scenario is, but, I mean, I know my specific scenario, but I don't want to say too much.
What you do in your, yeah.
But, anyway, everyone has different talents, and it's interesting. We're not, and thank goodness we're not all the same.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I want to be more authentic. I want to figure out who I am authentically. Yeah. I think that me authentically
okay,
is crazy.
And I think I'm there's another level to this, too, and that is I feel like a lot of times I don't communicate very well, and I think that comes from this authenticity. Like, I'm afraid.
You're afraid that they'll think something different than what you're trying to say.
The message I'm trying to send.
Yeah.
Maybe misinterpreted.
But I think that's why practicing.
And so then I don't communicate. And then, of course, that's interpreted too.
I think everything, like, takes practice.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to Ryan yesterday. We were talking about gift giving. And how, like, you know, I love, like, gift giving. I don't necessarily love
to
receive them.
You're a great gifter.
I love to get, like, I just think
it's
fun.
You're the best gift giver.
I think it's so fun. And he was said something to the effect of, well, I don't think, like, I'm not a good gift giver. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think it takes practice. Like, this kid, I was like, I think it takes practice. Like, I think the more that you consciously practice it and put thought into it, you get better. Just like we have always talked about our lack of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and
Yeah.
That's something that can be exercised. That's something that can be developed and practiced.
Yes.
Maybe authenticity. Well, I do believe that authenticity is the same. Like, eventually you become so much more comfortable.
Right.
Being your authentic self that you don't even have to think about, like, the fear or...
Like, what message am I sending?
Yeah, what message am I sending?
You know, I don't want to go back to Grandma Sue again.
I'm not saying you should just be... Like, you should be concerned about the message you send to the people around you.
For sure.
But, like, not... Yeah.
But practicing.
But sometimes I'm like, I want to express my opinion on this thing that they're talking about at work or wherever. But I'm like, I don't want people to not like me now because of what I truly believe and have strong opinions about.
Right. That is at the heart of being authentic, right?
Yeah.
Like, being able to share. And then also letting people know that, like, I can have a different opinion than you. I still love you. I don't know how to express that sometimes. Or yeah. I don't feel... No, I feel like, okay, I don't want to make this again about Grandma Sue.
But she's such a great example.
She is such a great example of someone...
And it's good that we have such great examples.
Beautiful example in my life of someone who is... truly authentic, able to share their opinion, but lets the other person feel completely loved and accepted as well.
Totally.
Someone who can completely sit with you in a moment of sorrow, in a moment of crisis, and you know that you are completely loved accepted. And comfortable and accepted. And
yeah.
And it's just an amazing gift and talent. Mm. And that is something, like you said, it's practice.
Yeah, I do think it is practiced for sure.
And like... I love that we know that we can make our weaknesses our strengths, right?
Oh, yeah.
We just
we need to be more funny.
We're funny.
Like, I need to be, funnier. People just don't get it.
We're just closet funny.
We're sitting in the closet.
We need to be authentic funny.
I know. But I think I'm funny sometimes. Like...
You make me laugh.
I don't know. Yeah, we always get have a good each time. Other. But,
this will be an exciting journey. I'm really excited for the next few months to see how this goes and see where we...
how we can become
different tools
that we can use to ourselves.
To develop.
And not worry about... I was going to say, like, how many times have you just pretended to agree with someone, like, to avoid conflict?
I think that's pretty normal. Yeah. Like, a normal behavior.
Yeah.
But is that not normal for everyone?
I'm saying, I do that. That is, like, okay.
I mean, not, like, in a lying way. Just, like, they don't ask me my opinion, so and I'm not going to give it. Nobody's asking my opinion.
I'm going to say specifically on it. Okay, if it's at home, never. I will express my opinion. Or with close friends, I'll definitely express my opinion. But, like, at work and stuff, I'm just like, okay.
Do you think that's part of being authentic?
What?
Like, expressing your opinion about everything?
No. I don't think you have to express your opinion. But I think if you're, like...
I mean, if someone asked me, I think I would tell them.
Oh, yeah. No. If someone asks me, mm-hmm. what's your opinion on this, yes. I will tell them.
Right.
But if we're having a conversation...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to speak up and be like, that's totally not true. Or
not at work.
Or not true, but I guess.
At work,
contrary to what I believe.
At home, with people,
Well, at home, yeah.
I feel like in high school, I was really, and in college, I was very, like, you're wrong. But
that's
now
what
I'm at work.
About, right?
Yeah, but at work, now I'm like, I see these people every day. So
yeah,
I
you
would
have
rather
to be
just...
agreeable.
Yeah, I don't want to create a hostile environment.
Well, yeah, I think that
with
that's...
With my crazy opinions.
I think that's... Because I don't know if that's necessarily authenticity, do you?
I think just agreeing, being like, okay.
Well, is there a difference between agreeing and then just being silent? I mean, they do say silence is consent, but, like, silence...
No, now I think we're in the...
Yeah, I think we're outside of authentic.
I don't know.
We're going to have to research
that. I think you should just...
We're going to have to table that subject and get back to it.
Yeah, I think you should express your true opinions. If they're asked, I will express my
true opinion. Well, if they're asked, yeah.
But sometimes I'm, like, in a conversation and you're just, like, just to get the other person to shut up, you're like, okay. Do you ever do that?
Probably. Oh. Probably a lot.
Specifically but... with one person I can think of.
For you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Usually a sibling or a coworker.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
No. We'll learn more about it as we go along.
We'll see.
We'll learn more about how we should handle those situations.
It's like,
To express or not to express.
Yeah, when is it appropriate to be truly authentic about it? Because if I'm truly authentic, I just want to say a lot of swear words sometimes.
Yeah, I don't think that's part of being
authentic. I don't know, but sometimes
that's
it's
called
like,
that's self-restraint.
That's coming maturity. From the heart. Yeah, what's the difference of speaking from the heart versus self-control?
Oh, that's good. Well, we're going to have to research
that. I don't know.
Well,
I don't
we're
going
to have to do some deep.
Yeah.
Deep research on that. Google power.
I don't know.
Right. Well, Katie, it's been so fun to be with you today. And I'm excited for this journey.
New episodes, and I'm excited for you to get your DNA thing.
Yes, I have my DNA test. It's scheduled to come back March 16th. March 16th, but it could be as late as March 30th. They give you updates daily. Like, it's now in processing.
Wow. I know. I'm so excited because that means that's half of my DNA.
I know.
Why doesn't Dad do it?
He's going to.
We should have Dad on the podcast.
Yes. They started genotyping my DNA.
Genotyping.
Yeah.
In other news, I went to the doctor and got a thing burned on my nose today.
I know, you can't even see it.
I don't think he burned it that deep. It was just like a little deep, deep.
That's good. Before it gets too deep. And you have a big crevasse.
Another Grandma Sue conversation. Okay, well... I think it's time.
Okay.
So until next time.
Until next time.
Be authentic.
You be you.
Boo.